Hello and welcome back to the globally acclaimed speaker series, SoulSpeak. I'm your host and founder, Sheldon Pisanat. And in this masterclass, we're speaking with Rena Greenberg. And we're speaking about lots of things, one of which is how to achieve permanent weight loss and confidence with self-hypnosis. Now, a few things to know about Rena. Her wellness program has been reviewed and sponsored in 75 hospitals and 100-plus major corporations since 1990. She's worked with over 100,000 people in 75 medical centers. She's also a Hay House author, hypnotherapist, biofeedback therapist, and president of Wellness Seminars Incorporated. Rena helps people to improve their health, break free from addiction, lose weight, improve their relationships, and achieve their goals. Her success with weight loss hypnosis and gastric bypass hypnosis has been featured in 150-plus news stories, including USA Today, CNN, Fox, Good Morning America, etc., 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 as well as her own show on PBS. But now, today, she's all ours. She's here with us. Rena Greenberg, we've got you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Sheldon. Thanks. I'm great. What a beautiful introduction. It's great to be here with you. So thank you for having me here.
You're welcome. Now, clearly you're a leader in your field. How'd you get started?
Well, I actually, like so many of us, you know, my path was, it wasn't actually something I had planned. I was living in New York and my life took a turn and led me to, you know, to where I am today, which was, and it was actually a very difficult time, to be honest with you. I was in New York and life had been going on very well. I was working in entertainment and traveling and all kinds of fun things. And all of a sudden I got sick. I was in my early 20s and I got sick, lost all my energy, started pounding the pavement, going from doctor to doctor, trying to figure it out. And there were no answers for me. So I was just really about to give up. And I ended up in the emergency room at Brooklyn Methodist Hospital. I actually walked in thinking I'd be just dismissed, when instead they wheeled me in right into the ER and they told me that my heart was beating at a rate of 30 beats per minute. The chief of cardiology came in and told me that I had the heart of an 80-year-old. And at that point, I was 26 years old. I know. And they had to admit me. So I was in cardiac care for 3 weeks. I actually had a heart attack in the hospital, was so close to death. And thank God I was in the hospital at that time. They put a permanent pacemaker in my heart. It was, you know, implanted. And after the 3 weeks, I was discharged. I remember standing on the pavement and looking up at the sky there in Brooklyn. And it was something dawned on me, something clicked, and I realized, my God, I've been given a second chance. And I knew I just couldn't go back to my old life, and that wasn't an option. So I started on a new path of health, of seeking health, and that was health on every level, mentally, physically, emotionally. I studied nutrition. I studied herbs. I studied so many things, but when I stumbled upon hypnotherapy and biofeedback quite by accident, I didn't even know what it was or had never planned it, never heard of it before, it just opened up such an amazing door for me, because once I had the experience of tapping into the deeper power of the mind and saw what was possible in terms of healing and personal change and releasing all kinds of unhealthy lifestyle patterns, habits, addictions, all of it, ways of thinking, living. And once I was able to bring that into my own life and make some incredibly powerful changes, I then wanted to help others. And that's what I started doing, working one hospital in New York. And the next thing I knew, it grew and grew until, as you said, I ended up developing a wellness program using hypnotherapy and behavior modification that was then reviewed and sponsored in over 75 hospitals. And it's just been phenomenal.
Wow, that's an amazing, amazing story of transformation and bringing your passion and your enthusiasm and inspiration in service to others. I love it.
Yeah,
I'm just kind of at a little loss of words right now because I just love hearing about those kind of stories, you know, and they seem kind of more and more common, perhaps, but still so special and beautiful. Well, let's talk about hypnosis. You know, how does hypnosis actually work? What is the definition of hypnosis for you?
Yeah, well, for me, hypnosis is really a tool to connect to the deeper power of the mind and heart to really help you get in touch with your own deeper wisdom. So, you know, we have so many voices and so many kind of levels within ourselves, and oftentimes we just get stuck at a very sort of, if we thought of our consciousness like an ocean, oftentimes we're stuck at a very shallow level and where it's most turbulent, you know, where the waves are on the surface. And we could really spend our whole lives living at that level, just sort of, you know, putting out fires and going from, you know, one thing to another and rushing around and taking care of all the things that demand our attention on this outer level. What I love about hypnosis is, and the way I, you know, have kind of adopted the method with so many modalities that I've studied, is it's a way to go deeper within, to really travel within to the deeper mind and heart, to the soul, and connect to a deeper truth. And that deeper truth can then inform us, and we're able to actually shift our perception. So it's going into the depths of the subconscious, which then can help us to shift our conscious perceptions, to shift our beliefs. And when that happens, when we literally change our thinking, then our behavior naturally changes. And when that happens, it truly is a miracle. And the Course in Miracles says that what is a miracle? It's a change in perception. And it seems so simple, and yet, you know, for so many of us, that's the journey. And hypnosis really, to me, quickens the journey, makes it a lot easier to start to see things differently. You know, when we're using the conscious mind alone, a lot of times it's almost like we're white-knuckling it, like we're trying to force ourselves to think a different way, or I shouldn't be thinking this way, or, you know, but that's the thing to me, it doesn't work. It's like, don't think of the pink elephant, you know, and it's like, oh, my God, help, I can't stop. Hypnosis is a way to really cut through that, and all of a sudden you're able to, you know, it's interesting. I work with, you know, weight loss, which is a form of beauty. People want to beautify themselves, and my goal is to help a person feel beautiful on the inside. You know, when you change that thinking, your whole life changes, because the way you perceive other people, the way you perceive yourself shifts, and your behaviors change, which is really the key to happiness. So that's kind of how I define hypnosis, as a way to reprogram your mind to change your habits.
Thank you. Thanks for that. Thanks for sharing that. And I'll bet you have tons of case studies you could draw upon. However, perhaps you could use one of your own life experiences from, as you were sharing, some of the powerful moments you had with what you were learning back in your 20s, to share with us maybe a powerful pivot point of the experience of hypnosis or self-hypnosis for you. And if something doesn't come forward, you know, feel free to use a client or a case study.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, there's just so many that come to mind for myself and others. And I, you know, it's always so exciting. It's like seeing the veils come down, you know. But I think when I go back to my 20s, the biggest one is that I, like so many people who come to me now, struggled with addiction. And I don't know if I would have called it that back then. I probably would have just said, oh, no, these are the things I like. You know, no, I just enjoy, you know, whatever it would be, you know, drinking or sugary foods or. And, I mean, I was someone would walk around New York. I knew where all the pizza places were, the bagel places, the muffin places. I could eat ice cream a couple times a day, you know, just, but my
boy,
life.
Boy, I don't know anybody else. I don't know anybody else that has that. you're really alone in that experience, or back then. You were really, yeah, I think a lot of us can feel that. I know from my experience, I too have a weakness.
Oh, yeah.
I had a weakness for carbs and ice cream and bagels.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was so normal. So, like, especially in New York City, it was the 5 o'clock happy hours and all those hors d'oeuvres and the drinks, all sugary. And that was my life, Sheldon. If you would have ever told me that I would, you know, be able to change it. And I didn't want to change it. I mean, everything revolved around, even my work life, because I worked in entertainment, as I said. So prior to that, you know, it was always socializing and you know, eating, drinking was such a big part of that. And it's just amazing how through using the tools of self-hypnosis and neurolinguistic program and many of the tools that I've combined to use today with to help other people with these issues, but I was really able to shift my perception. So now, I mean, it's decades later, and I just have no desire for any of those things. You know, I can socialize and go to a party. I don't have to drink. I don't want to drink. It has no appeal to me. Food, I really, it's just, I think of food as fuel. You know, and I enjoy food more now than I used to, which is amazing. It's not as if I don't enjoy food. I love food now, but there's no emotional attachment. I only want to eat when I'm hungry, and then I push that food away. I don't want it anymore because in my mind is the message, my body's not a trash can. I eat only to live. And it's really embodying that, you know, we all hear about mindfulness, you know, but mm-hmm. but when you can actually, when it's actually just second nature, and that's what I feel like hypnotherapy does, it helps to make mindfulness second nature. And so in terms of my own life,
ooh,
but also
I like that.
I've seen it with, yeah, thank you. Yeah, hundreds, you know, thousands of people I've seen it just say, same thing. Wow, I used to live to get up in the morning and have my Diet Coke or whatever. Now, I don't even want it. So it's
so I'm
kind of
going to put you I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. So if you don't feel comfortable, you can bypass this. But what was the major limiting belief or belief, or, you know, what was the attachment inside that you became aware of through working with yourself in hypnosis to shift? Around, let's take food, your level
of
carbohydrates.
Yeah, it's a great question. Yep, it's a great, great question because not having it used to make me feel I would be deprived, I'd be denied. And so the thinking is that I deserve, like, oh, you know, I've had a hard day, whatever, mm-hmm. I deserve mm-hmm. to go get that ice cream cone. And that mm-hmm. thinking, of course, drove the behavior to go have it. And the new thinking is, I don't even want it. It doesn't even look good to me anymore. You know, I don't deserve to put it in my body. I deserve not to have it. You know, I'll feel some. So instead of, for a lot of us, we imagine the food. So our mind thinks in pictures. That's why hypnosis works so well, because our mind thinks in pictures. We're always making mental movies, whether we're consciously aware of it or not. And so the movie would be running like, oh, I want to eat that, or I want to drink that, or, you know, I worked with people to help them quit smoking for years. Maybe, oh, I want that cigarette, whatever it is. And in the mm-hmm. mind, the movie that's running is that's going to give me pleasure. That's going to make me happy. And then you reach for the substance.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think, oh, my God, I'm such a jerk. You know, then the self-talk, why did I eat that? Why did I have that? I thought I quit smoking. Why did I reach for that? But what we're doing with hypnosis is changing the whole order of things. So you look at it, and before you ever even reach for it, that thought comes in that, nope, I don't want it. As if you had just taken it and decided you didn't want it then, you decide before you have it. Nope, I'm not doing that anymore. That's not me anymore. That's not my identity. I'm not a smoker. I'm not someone who drinks. I'm not someone who eats ice cream. And I'm a lot happier.
Mm-hmm. Shifting that pleasure.
Yes.
It sounds like as well. Is there people that are, can everybody be hypnotized, or are there some people that just can't be hypnotized?
That's a great question too. And, you know, hypnosis is such a natural state, Sheldon. Every morning when we wake up, we naturally pass through a state of hypnosis. When we're falling asleep, the same. It's that very pleasant in-between state. We're not quite awake. We're not quite asleep. We're in that very, very soothing in-between state. And we're aware of everything going on around us. We can hear a dog barking, the phone ringing, smell breakfast cooking. We could respond if we wanted to, but it's so pleasurable. That in-between state, between those levels of consciousness, it feels so good. And that's what hypnosis is. So every one of us has the ability to be hypnotized. So, but we do. We hear people say, I hear people all the time say, oh, I'm afraid, I don't want someone to control my mind, or, you know, I'm too strong-willed. And actually, as far as being strong-willed, that's an asset, because you do have to want to be hypnotized. No one can force another person against their will. Sometimes people will call me and, you know, and my heart goes out to them. They'll say, oh, you've got to help my brother. He's a compulsive gambler, or he's gained 50 pounds. And I'll say, you know, I'd love to help him, but he's got to make the call. I, you know, people say, oh, let me, I'm going to pay for him to come to you. You know, and I tell them, it's, the person has to want it. We have to want it. However, you know, you mentioned my hospital seminars, and I was always amazed. Sometimes, you know, people would come to, especially my stop smoking program, and a couple of people would come together, and one would say, yeah, I'm here to quit. This is my friend, just came to support me. And the friend's like, yeah, I don't really think I want to quit tonight. You know, my smoking's under control. And then inevitably the friend would just walk out and quit, you know. So they didn't even, they didn't realize at some level that that's why they were there. And so we don't always know, you know, the subconscious motivation that we have that we may not even be aware of. So, you know, I say, even if you just have the smallest motivation and you have all these inner voices that are trying to talk you out of it, that's okay. You know, as long as you have enough to make the phone call or walk through the door, you know, we can take that. And what we do in hypnosis, like what I feel happens, what I've experienced happening, is that hypnosis itself actually increases the motivation and eliminates or decreases the resistance. And I just want to add one more piece about, because I love your question, can some people not be hypnotized? And I do want to point out, especially the way the world is now, we are being hypnotized all the time by advertising, by the media, by politicians. So what I do when people call me up, I say, I'm going to unhypnotize you because you're already hypnotized. The food industry got to you first.
Ooh, yeah. That is, I love that perspective. Gosh, that's so great, especially because as you're sharing, our mind tends to work in pictures, and they were bombarded in these days with advertising and marketing in the form of visual stimulation. And just the programming we've had through authority figures that might not have been pictures, but it's still a picture to our vision, whether our parent was saying something or a teacher. That's just remarkable. I love that perspective. Unhypnotize us. Yeah, sign me up. Unhypnotize me. I'm definitely ready to be unhypnotized. I have a technical question for you, and I don't know if there's an answer for this, but you were talking a little bit about brainwaves, and I was wondering, does hypnosis work at a specific brainwave, like a theta or a delta, or in the field of hypnosis, do you guys not even think about that?
No, we absolutely do. That is such a great question. And in fact, I think you mentioned that I had, you know, my beginnings were biofeedback therapy. I'm not sure if you mentioned that in the bio, I can't recall.
Mm-hmm.
But that actually is, that's how I started, was in New York City. I actually, you know, one of the modalities I tried when I was sick, that I went by accident. I didn't know what it was, but someone very dear to me said, why don't you try biofeedback? So I thought, okay. So I went, and they didn't call it hypnosis. We were working with instruments. And we worked with EEG, which is exactly to measure your brain waves. And that was one of the things that had me hooked from day one, you know, getting, literally hooked, this is the pun. So literally they hooked me up to the EEG equipment. And using the techniques at the time, it was a fabulous technique that was, again, they weren't calling it hypnosis. It was Dr. Les Femi, who was one of the founders of biofeedback therapy. And I loved him, and Susan Shore was his partner, and together they were doing this biofeedback in Princeton, New Jersey, and in New York City. And the technique was called open focus. So that was really the first technique that I actually studied, became trained in, and would work with other people with, because then I started working in a pain program at one of the hospitals using this technique. So basically, yes, the brainwave, you could see on the biofeedback instruments that you'd sit down, you'd get hooked up, and of course the brainwaves were beta. Fast, fast, chatter, chatter, chatter. And as you would start to do the open focus technique, which, Sheldon, I mean, even right now, we can all just do it, which is just opening to the space within you and around you. I mean, in a very simplistic way, it's just that simple, just starting to feel the space in your hands, in your fingers, in your arms, in your legs, in your torso. Even feeling the space, you know, you and I are in two different parts of the country, but just feeling the space between us. And the space around us and all the listeners, you know, how we're all just in this field, infinite field of space. And just doing that, even though we're not hooked up right now, it would be safe to say that when you actually, and especially if you close your eyes and really feel your internal space and the space around you, your brain waves immediately slow down to alpha. And then, yeah, going into the delta and the theta. And, of course, that's what happens. The subconscious mind then opens and becomes much more available to suggestion. And it could be auditory, absolutely, like you were talking before about auditory. You know, your parents, your authority figures, they say something in a tone of voice that affects us emotionally, and it sticks. And so hypnosis is a way to access the subconscious and replace those messages that limit us and replace them with much more positive, healing, empowering messages that help us to raise our consciousness and then the way we are in the world.
Wow, that was so well put. Thank you so much for honoring me with that answer. It just popped into my mind, and I wanted to see if there was a correlation. Thank you. That was great.
Of course,
I learned
that
a lot
was a great
right there.
Question.
You know, I have some questions around your specialty. You specialize in weight loss and addiction, and you covered this a little bit already, but maybe we can go into this again. How does hypnosis specifically help a person to lose weight or end addiction?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thank you for asking.
What do you define as addiction these days?
That's a great question, because there are so many more addictions. You know, traditionally you think, okay, addicted to cigarettes, addicted to alcohol, maybe to some kind of prescription or non-prescription drugs. And then, of course, food, sugar, carbs. But nowadays people are addicted to their little iPhones and, you know, so the technology, you know, is it's really amazing. People come to me for all kinds of things, for relationships, for improving their own self-esteem and confidence, removing phobias, fears. But the biggest thing that, you know, I've actually focused on and specialized in and, you know, was recently on the doctor show with a client of mine who had lost 120 pounds. So weight loss is definitely something, and I love working with people who lose weight, because it was something that I had, as I said, struggled with so much myself. So most people come to me, they've already been on every diet, and that consciously they already know exactly what foods they should and shouldn't be eating. But subconsciously, they still have the habits, the pleasurable associations with the wrong foods, and the habits of overeating, binging, snacking, and emotional eating. So what happens is there's this inner conflict. Consciously, of course, we all want to look and feel our best, but subconsciously, we want to continue to eat the way, you know, we want to continue with our old habits of the past, because we're comfortable with our habits. In fact, they become our identity. We think that's who we are. Oh, I'm someone who just hardly eats all day, and then I just pig out at night. Or I'm someone, if I get in an argument with my husband or whatever happens, my child is rude or something, you know, or my boss or whatever goes on, some kind of stress, I'm going to go home and eat. So it becomes an identity. And so what hypnosis does is a few things. Number one, it helps to resolve that inner conflict so that you can start to then increase the part of yourself that can help you to see yourself in a new way. So you start to see it. So for the people I work with, it's introducing into the subconscious a new image for them, seeing themselves healthy, slender, at their ideal weight, looking and feeling their best, in control of their life and their habits. And at the same time, being turned off subconsciously and consciously to overeating, binging, snacking, and emotional eating. So when we resolve this inner conflict, then all of a sudden it becomes easier to just do what we consciously already know would be best for us. So because what happens otherwise is you feel like, oh, I'm on this diet, it's so boring, I don't want to eat these foods. So you're always looking to cheat. You know, you're always going to rebel against it. But who is there to rebel against? You know, you're hurting yourself. So consciously we know that. And hypnosis helps to make those changes subconsciously. And it also helps us to connect to the deeper wisdom of the inner mind and heart. So you absolutely do know the eating plan that's best for you. And I think nowadays with the internet, you know, more so than let's say, you know, 20, 30 years ago, there's so much confusion out there because people don't know, you know, paleo, vegan, you know, what should I eat? And,
uh-huh.
you know, and there's no one eating plan for everyone. So I don't have, it's not a cookie cutter approach. It's really helping the person connect to their deepest wisdom to know what is the plan that's best for me so that I can just eat to live, never live to eat, and just get on with my life. So my goal is to help a person achieve freedom, and I feel like the weight loss is a side benefit.
Beautiful, beautiful. Love it.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's great. What a lovely offering, and so relevant for, I believe, this period, you know, of nutrition in this country specifically, yeah. and sure all over the world. You know, something
yeah.
that is new to me is that I'd never heard of until connecting with you was gastric bypass hypnosis. Tell us about that.
Yeah, thank you. It's very, very exciting. It's actually a technique that they were using in Europe. And honestly, in about 2010, I was one of the first in the United States to hear about it. And so I studied it. I learned the approach. And it's been amazing. I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of people actually all over the world. Now it's one of the most exciting things about technology is the Skype. So I work with people all over the world in Skype, and of course, also, you know, people will come and see me face to face, but I'm doing the gastric bypass hypnosis, as a program and also I have an at home system as well. But the point of it really is, you know, so many people nowadays are looking for the surgery, you know, for weight loss. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, for some people that really is about to go. But for so many people, you know, the issue is even if you were going to have surgery, until you change your thinking subconsciously, you're never, you know, you have to do that in order to be free, in order for it to work on a permanent, if you want permanent weight mm-hmm. loss. So because the mind is so powerful in gastric bypass hypnosis, I'm actually simulating a surgery. As if a person had a gastric band surgery, it's all very, very pleasurable, very enjoyable, very, very positive. And the focus isn't the surgery itself. The focus is to feel like your stomach is smaller. And that's, I just worked with a woman today. She came back a week later and she said, oh my God, I'm eating 40% less of what I used to eat. And I'm just always, you know, as long as I've been doing this, I'm so impressed with the power of the mind. And she's perfectly happy. She says, no, I'm enjoying everything. I'm eating foods that I didn't eat before, healthier foods like avocados, and she's cooking with garlic and olive oil. You know, these were new foods for her, and she's so happy. She just says, I'm just not hungry anymore. And I think what it is just she's much more aware of what her body physically needs. So it just increases that consciousness, that awareness, instead of eating mindlessly, you know, instead of sitting in on the couch with a bag of chips, all of a sudden it's like, do I even want this? And also the idea that every food has a vibration. And does that food lift us up or bring us down? Does that food satiate hunger or does it make us more hungry? And so it's increasing that awareness. And that's all part of, you know, what I'm calling the gastric bypass hypnosis program. So it's a way to kind of tap into the idea of sort of tricking your subconscious mind to feel as if your stomach's smaller, but it's also really a program of empowerment.
Wow. That's very, very, very interesting and intriguing.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
The mind is so powerful. I'm constantly amazed at the power of our imagination and our mind as well. Well, tell us a little bit more about that. Is this something you're working on right now? This program, it's already launched.
Gastric bypass hypnosis it's my signature program. It's a great program. So my website's easywillpower.com, and that's where you can get lots of information. You can also watch, you know, I'm thrilled that there are so many videos on my site that you can watch. Good Morning America, three times on Nightline, as I mentioned, the doctor show. They all featured the gastric bypass hypnosis just because my clients have just been amazing. They've had excellent results and really wanted to share it. In fact, Women's World Story has run 3 features on some of my different clients who have lost weight, and the last one was with the gastric bypass hypnosis. So I'm always excited about it. In fact, I'm wanting to really reach more people, you know, with the gastric bypass hypnosis. And so what I've done is in October, I am having a free webinar called The Fastest and Easiest Way to Remove Subconscious Obstacles to Weight Loss and Feel Great Fast, where I'm going to really be talking about how do you make the shifts in the subconscious mind. So it's, I'll actually be doing a live hypnosis on the call and really helping people, giving them empowering tools so that the subconscious mind is working for you and not against you, you know, because the habits are in the subconscious. And for better or for worse, these habits are in the subconscious. So it's what I'm doing is kind of giving us tools to go deeper within and shift those habits and create momentum going in a new direction. So it's sort of like that snowball building. You know, we want to create that momentum to going in a new direction. So I'm very excited. I only do this free webinars a couple of times a year. So I'm excited that I've got one coming up in October. And if you, you know, go to the website, easywillpower.com, and just sign up there, then I'll be sure to send you an email when the, you know, right before the webinar, you know, all the information on how to sign up for the webinar.
And I know that if you're planning this webinar this early in the game, you know, this is a pre-recorded interview, that it's, you really put a lot of time and care into your webinar. So this is going to be a phenomenal webinar.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I really want to put, you know, a lot of information out there that's useful to really create the changes that are necessary. You know, because you don't have to struggle. I feel like, you know, you asked before what the difference is, you know, dieting, it's always a struggle, or consciously saying, okay, I'm not going to drink, you know, it's like a struggle. It's like white knuckling and forcing yourself. And that's willpower. And actually, that's why I named my site Easy Willpower, because you really don't even need to use willpower anymore when you go deeper and just connect to the inner power and that inner wisdom, that just, all of a sudden you just find yourself sort of moving in a new direction.
Lovely. And so that's easywillpower.com, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So if we go there, and I know that, you know, let's talk about you're offering a free gift to everybody too, and I don't think that link to your free gift takes them to your website. Is that accurate?
The link that you have for the, it's actually my free gift. I'm very excited. It's not
right
on the main website. It's a special gift, Sheldon, for, you know, all of you wonderful listeners today to this, you know, who are tuning in. So it's a 12 steps to healthy and happy daily checklist, plus a free $10 gift card for my website. But I love the 12 steps to healthy and happy daily checklist because it's a really great reminder that you can kind of check off every day. And you really start to discover, like, what's draining your energy. And also to really pat yourself on your back, like, where are you successfully choosing goodness, choosing love, choosing health on a daily basis? So we all need to be reminded. And the daily checklist makes it so easy to kind of guide or steer ourselves to making the best choices towards increasing our own self-awareness, so that we can move more and more, you know, closely to the outcomes that we truly desire in our lives, looking and feeling our best, feeling younger, feeling healthier, feeling happier, and more connected to spirit. You know, we can feel more and more connected each and every day.
And what I know about my research into habits is that having a daily checklist for is really one of the 3 strongest components to shifting a habit and creating a new habit. So that
it really is. Yeah.
12 steps to healthy and happy daily checklist. And a $10 gift card. Awesome. And that site is, and for everybody, that's right there on the speaker page. Just click on free gift and it's free. So there's no downside.
Yeah.
And then you'll also be able to go, and I believe that you'll be able to also hear more about the October webinar that's coming up.
Definitely.
Or you just want to head over to ethanshout.com.
Yes.
Well, Rena, anything else you'd like to share with us before we conclude our masterclass today?
It's been such a pleasure being here with you, Sheldon, and such a wonderful summit that you're doing, so much valuable information, so many wonderful contributors. So I would say just never give up. And it sounds like, you know, it's a cliche, and yet it's so true, because we never knew. And you know, when I started with my story, sometimes we hit these moments, like just hit rock bottom when we have losses in our life, loss of a loved one, loss of a relationship, loss of wealth, loss of health. I mean, we've all had at least one or more of these. And just to have that faith and the trust, just to keep looking forward and also looking within to find that grace, to find that deeper love, to connect to that deeper wisdom, and to know that we're guided to the people, the places, the opportunities, and the wisdom within ourselves to take our life to the next level, and that we are never alone. This is a journey where we're all, you know, we're all breathing the same air. No one's better than you. No one's less than you. We're all breathing the same air, and we're all moving closer and closer to a deeper reality of love.
Yeah, what a way to sum it up. I love it. Pardon the pun, but that was, yeah, way to go.
thank really, you, Sheldon.
I think we can conclude the whole, I don't know that anything else needs to be shared on our summit after. That's great. That is it in a nutshell. And certainly can speak for all of us. We appreciate that intention that you have for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheldon. Thank you so much.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for the work you're doing and what you have coming up, what you've done in the past, and what you're sharing and who you are. And thank you, audience, for being here and participating with me. And we're all in this together, so I really appreciate you as well. Thank you so much. Tune in tomorrow for our next speaker and masterclass, and we'll see you then. Have a wonderful day, wonderful evening. Thank you, Rena.
Thank you, Sheldon.